You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. What happens to a school's biggest so-called troublemakers when they get lengthy suspensions or they're kicked out altogether? Where can they go? One place is Lighthouse Academy in Kent County. Its mission statement, creating hope through academic success in spite of life's storms. Lighthouse Academy is one of 9 Michigan charter schools that are known as strict discipline academies, or SDAs, designed to help rehabilitate students who are getting in trouble, kids struggling in the traditional school setting. Lighthouse Academy Superintendent Heidi Kate is here with us now. Good to have you here on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What is exactly a strict disciplinary academy?
Well, it was established in the mid-1980s after the Columbine incident in Colorado. At that time, there was an effort across the United States to address how to keep students safe and kind of an anti-violence effort. And so the zero tolerance law was put into place. And Michigan interpreted that law pretty strictly, established its own code, and that established strict discipline academies, which stated that students who were expelled from school or long-term suspended or what's called IEP placed, which is special education needs students that need more small, kind of tightly controlled environments, could apply to and enroll in a strict discipline academy, whereas particularly if they were expelled for certain categories of behavior, such as weapons possession in school, assault of staff, bomb or arson within a school, or a sex offense on grounds in a school, that there would be zero tolerance and they would be expelled for a mandatory of 180 days and sometimes permanently from public schools. And strict discipline academies were established and particularly were given the okay to service those students during the period of their expulsion and sometimes until they graduate, which is what we do at Lighthouse Academy.
What do you offer at Lighthouse that a student won't get at a traditional school? I guess I'm asking, what does strict discipline look like at your school?
You know, and it's interesting because strict discipline academy was coined by Representative Hart at the time in the mid-1980s. And what he had thought was that, and there was very much a trend in the juvenile kind of justice realm for boot camps. So at that point, they were, you know, saying that terminology, okay, let's be very strict, kind of a behavior modification approach, very boot camp-like. But I'll be honest with you, that's not what we find is successful with these students. What we find is we do a lot of therapeutic services and life skills and job skill programming along with the academic education to give them a diploma that they earn. We're a very whole child focused program. We are not a boot camp. We are not, you know, it wouldn't look like the kids are in like the detention center unless they are and we are educating there. But our program folds in therapeutic services, job skill, life skill programming, because those are the things that the students are struggling with that get in the way of them accessing the content in order to get their credits and their diploma.
I suspect for so many of these young people, they don't see the point.
Absolutely. I think that that is very true. And I think that, you know, what we find in our programs is that ultimately the kids don't begin to be interested in the educational component for sure, but even our other services to help them with the things that they're struggling with, whether it's the mental health counseling or substance abuse counseling or life skill or job skills, even if they're interested in getting a job, what you have to do first is you have to really break through and establish a relationship with them first. And what we find is that these kids really, once they know that we are going to, and the term we use is stick to them like glue, and a very tough glue, is that we don't give up on them. We continue to develop that relationship, and then they then open the doors. They begin to trust us. And once that's established, we're very, you know, proud to say that we just surpassed our 200th graduate with a full high school diploma, and many of our kids go on to post-secondary education. What I think works for them is we deliberately stay at low ratio, so the kids are very, very well known. So we have very small sites. Our largest one is not quite 100 students. And our adult-to-student ratio with different roles and responsibilities besides teaching is about a 1-adult-to-9-kid ratio. So these kids are very intimately and well-known, and we become like a secondary family for them.
What grades are we talking about?
Well, you know, and I'm going to probably say something that's a little shocking, and we are K through 12. Now, most of our students that come to us in our community campuses are middle schoolers and high schoolers, but because of the fact that strict discipline academies can also serve kids who are court referred or court affiliated, who are on probation or involved with the Department of Health and Human Services, we are at residential treatment centers as well. And those kids, because of the fact that CPS will put kids in shelter care, we do sadly go down to sometimes having kindergartners. So we do have elementary age students in our classrooms.
I'm speaking with Heidi Kate. She is superintendent of Lighthouse Academy, based in Kent County, one of Michigan's SDAs, Strict Disciplinary Academy. And you are hoping to see a change in state law concerning kids who are on long-term suspension. What kind of change and why?
That's correct. The initial Strict Discipline Academy language that was put together in the 1980s still stays as it was, and we're asking for a change, which says that kids who are long-term suspended are eligible and may enroll in a strict discipline academy. But the language that we want stricken out is the student must return to their school district that they were suspended from after their suspension ends. And the reason why we would like that to be changed is not all students, not only are they not ready sometimes for that, they're still working on their issues. Sometimes it's not advisable for their safety or the safety of the students of the school that they came from, due to sometimes it involves other students there that would be better to kind of break ties and kind of have a new, turn over a new leaf for both the student and the students back in the old school district. It is really important to us that when the student begins to feel some success, it is not unusual for them, their families, and or their referring probation officer or case manager to really say, you know, we would like the student to stay beyond the suspension because they begin to have some success and they don't want them to kind of revert back to the old ways kind of thing. So we just want to have that choice for the benefit and in the best interest of the student that they be able to stay. The expelled students are able to stay as long as their enrollment is continuous past the period of their expulsion, but the long-term suspended, for whatever reason, was not written into the law to be able to stay if that was in their best interest or if they chose to.
Heidi, in order to give us an idea of what would be lost if Lighthouse Academy and the other SDAs weren't around, give us a story of a student whose life path was truly changed by coming to Lighthouse Academy. You don't have to mention a name, but give us an idea of the situation a youngster was in.
Well, the first student that comes to mind is one of the very first students when we opened before we became a strict discipline academy in the 2008-09 school year. We were actually a pilot program totally privately funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Alternative High School Initiative. And we began in 2005 with our first group of students, around 15 to 17 students. And there was one female that was from one of the large school districts here in Kent County who came, and the referring person, who was the discipline officer, literally, this is a quote, said to me, "Well, good luck with this one. I know if you're successful with her, perhaps this program will work and I'll refer others to you." So, and what he was referring to is she was a ninth grader and she had a long history of multiple suspensions, which dated all the way back, believe it or not, to her upper elementary years. Quite a long history of behavior issues, fighting with other students, lots of turmoil in the home, a lot of transiency due to financial issues with the family, jumping between different school districts within the county. So a lot of instability for the whole family, including this student. And the student was, we literally thought that she might be mute because she did not speak for weeks when she first came to us. And that high level of distrust that she had with adults, we learned later there's some patterns of trauma and some abuse that she unfortunately has sustained from some other adults outside of the family when she was young. It took us a long time to develop trust with her And by slowly kind of developing a relationship, looking at how we could get her to say a few words here or there, then it grew to sentences and paragraphs. And then we got her into some treatment to try to work through the old trauma of some of the abuse that she had sustained. Got her mom involved. Mom was a wonderful woman. She really, I think, had a lot of fear about being kind of labeled as a bad parent. But really, through the work with her daughter, she began to open up with us and got involved in a very, very deep way with her daughter's education, started seeing her daughter opening up, was very grateful. Her own tough exterior kind of cracked. And
where is she today? Where is this young woman today?
Oh, she's wonderful. So she has children of her own. She is finishing college. She has a job, full-time job, and I run into her at stores throughout Kent County. She always gives me a hug and gives me an update on her kids and how proud she is of them and how well they're doing in school. And to me, it's turning around that cycle so that we don't not only not feed the school-to-prison pipeline, which these kids, I think, are at the greatest risk, but hopefully we break that generational cycle so that we have successful students and adults for the future in our community.
Heidi Kate is the superintendent of Lighthouse Academy in Kent County, one of 9 Michigan charter schools that are strict discipline academies, SDAs, as she says, breaking that pipeline into prisons that we so often see these troubled young students following. Heidi, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.